Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor of Life, Prophets of There, where we walk by life and walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraging that walk of faith, encouraging the process, and how God uses your everyday, ordinary life to stretch you, to make you, to refine you, reprove you, to add to you. He uses that time to let you see his demonstration and manifestation as we apply the word of God, live the word of God by faith, obediently saying, God, I want you to be first. I want you to be Lord over my life. Now help me, Holy Spirit, as you empower me to live this day, live it for your glory, honor, and praise. Let me succeed in the purpose of what you have me to do for my life and for the church. And so as we do this, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. Someone else's life is changed. Someone else sees Jesus in us in our everyday life of worship unto the Lord. And as we do that, he is glorified in the earth through us. This their place is that walk of faith like Abraham. It is that their place that God calls us to that will always be a process of our life until the moment that he comes back or we go and see him. He's going to always be taking us, making us, shaping us, and making us look like him and the earth. We've been in the book of Proverbs, and we're going back to that book again, studying this time favor, looking at favor and all aspects of the word favor and different areas of that word. And we're going to see God show us how we can live and walk in favor that brings and bears the fruits of righteousness, that he would give us favor with man and God, and that he would cause us to have favor in what we put our hands to, and even how we handle finances and how we handle situations and even the attitudes that we have and how we look at things that we need to look at correctly with the eyes and the lens of favor that is on our lives because of the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Proverbs is written so that we would know how to act in every situation, to be skilled, and how to act in every situation, as Proverbs 1 lets us understand, but we have not always done that. But I'm so thankful and grateful for grace that allows us to come back, and God allows time and chance to give us what we didn't have before, what we didn't start off with, or what we've not always known. And he produces that in us as righteous fruit. So I'm so thankful unto the Lord for that. We're going back to the book of Proverbs, and we briefly went over this in the last session, and I want to go back and talk about it again. Proverbs 14:9 says, "A fool makes a mock of sin, but among the righteous there is favor." And the reason why I wanted to go back over this is because we know ourselves, and maybe we were at one time those types of people, but we basically were, some people are and still are, those who mock or make a mockery of amending for sin. They make a mockery out of those who repent and those who say, "Lord, forgive me," or "have mercy on me." They think it's stupid to, and they ridicule right and wrong. They don't have a life that says, "Lord, I need your mercy. I need your grace." They feel like everything that they do is fine. And so when you have that kind of attitude and you mock and you make fun of those who want to live righteously, want to live under grace and mercy and favor, and those who say, "God, I need you, I can't do it without you." When you do that and you don't understand what you're doing, you are setting yourselves up that your sin, so to speak, will find you out. And what you've sown will be that which you reap. The Bible says if you want to be a friend, you got to show yourself friendly. Well, when you need a friend because you haven't shown yourself friendly, that which you've sown is not going to come back to you. But if you've made yourself a good friend and been a friend, and you've tried to value friendship in the right aspect with the right attitude, then when you need friendship the most in your life, God will make sure that comes to you. Make sure that is what you're going to receive. So we want to make sure that we do that, because the Bible lets us understand that goodwill is found among the upright, that a moral life is a favorable life. A life that looks like God is a life that pleases God and produces God. Doesn't mean that you're perfect, because none of us are perfect. God and Jesus is the only one perfect, because he was the perfect sacrifice, and Jesus points to the Father, so only he's perfect. So we want to make sure that what we do exemplifies a life that says, "Lord, I need you," and I'm making sure that my steps even when they are out of line or when they're not in the right way and I don't have the right heart or the right attitude, I'm running to mercy and grace, and I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm asking you to cleanse me. I'm asking you to help me. The person who doesn't want that is the person that's going to see that later on in life. If they don't see it right away, they're going to see that they're going to need that. And unless they receive Jesus and change their heart and their mind, then they're going to want mercy and grace and salvation and redemption and everything that comes with it. But I hope it's not too late for them when they really realize that they need it. Because the enemy will deceive, and he will deceive you to believe that you don't need anybody, and you especially don't need God. But we know we need him, that he's our Alpha and Omega. He's our beginning and our end. He's our first and our last. He's all the in-between, that without him, we are nothing. And with him, we can do all things. So we want to make sure that we do that. Proverbs 14 and 35 says, the king's favor is toward the wise man, but his wrath is against him that causes shame. This Proverbs lets us understand that even in the places of authority, even in the places of power, we need to have be wise. We need to be wise people. We need to make sure we give wise counsel to those in power. I don't care who it is, that we have diligent work ethics, that we have diligence in how we handle things, that there's a warmth to us, that there is a persistence to us, our character, to who we are, that shows up even in the place of power, even in the place where we have bosses or those who have influence, that we have wisdom. Because when we do, we find favor. We find favor there. We don't want to be shameful. We don't want to arouse the fury of someone in power because we're not wise, that we don't know how to handle things, that we don't know how to deal with things, that we don't have wisdom to handle responsibility. So we want to make sure that we are diligent and that we shift everything in our lives to look like what that wisdom, that favor is, so that those around us won't be angry with us and rebuke us or fire us or treat us as if we are incompetent. And we don't want to be wise in our own eyes. We want to have the wisdom of God. We want to have that wisdom to handle how to deal with things. And so we want that type of wisdom. The righteous exalts, the righteousness that we have in us is able to build up and exalt something, to make something happen, because it's not our righteousness, it's the Lord's. And so that righteousness that we have gives us the responsibility to allow his character to be birthed in us in a way that wisdom flows out of us, so that people's lives are changed, even in corporations, even in businesses, even at school, wherever we are able to influence righteously in wisdom. And God will be able to get glory out of our lives, because even when we're with people who may know more, or people who will have power or authority, we're able to show them the wisdom of God, demonstrate the righteousness and character of God. We're able to walk in integrity. We're able to walk and look like him. And that is more powerful than their position or their name or their money, because we have a God that is using us and giving us favor, so that even in that particular point or that time, they hear and see what they could not hear and see unless the Lord had given them favor. And given us favor to walk in there and see, so that they can see and hear what he has for us. So we want to make sure that we do that. Proverbs 16 and 15 says that, and the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. That is good. His countenance, his how he looks, the way he looks, his face. We want that. We want that not just with man, but we want it with God. We want his countenance to always to be favorable on us. In fact, it tells us, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May his counsel, his countenance, his way he looks at you always be favorable. Let it always be favorable. So we want that with God and man. We want to be able to see favor in the kings, in the person of power's face, in our lives, in situations that we walk in, because we want it to be like latter rain. That latter rain causes stuff to grow when you don't think it's growing. It causes stuff to thrive when you don't think it's thriving. You know, a proud heart produces something that will cause a haughty spirit, cause you to fall. And people who are prideful basically don't understand that that pride is setting them up. And we don't want the pride to have anything to do with us going backwards. We want us to continue to move forward. And it takes character. It takes a heart that is gracious and that moves forward in the things of God and the ambitions of the Lord and the works of the Lord and the word of the Lord, and receive what God promised them, because their heart is in the right place. And that's what we want. We want to have a heart that basically is able to handle even being, it goes back to that power, that place of power and authority. There are people that thrive only to be in the place, in the presence of people with power. But when they get there, they don't have anything to show. They don't have anything to really give. They don't have anything to demonstrate that they are there with the intent to show off God. They want to show off them. They want to promote themselves. But when we have the privilege of being in the presence of someone with that's in power, whether it's a president of a company or a bank or a business owner or educator, someone who's in a place where they're a professor at a college, no matter where or who they are, even if it's a pastor, whatever it is, whoever it is, when you're in that place where you're now in their presence, that is the opportunity for you not to show you, but show God, and to show his wisdom, and to show his character, and to show his authority in your life, not in a pious, prideful way, but in a humble, submissive way. And when you are given the opportunity to speak or to do something, that gift inside of you will make room for you. That gift inside of you will allow you to be seen, and you will find favor in the eyes of that person. Their countenance will be lifted up, will be blessed, will be brightened because of you. They will see you as an asset and not someone that they don't want to ever see again. And that's what we want. We want God to give us that ability that the king's face will be brightened because of us. And because of that, if his face is brightened, that means life. That means there's something God is going to use that person to do something in us, or be imparted with the life that we give, or however. And it's going to be favor. That's going to be like the rain cloud in springtime in our lives. It's going to be something wonderful. It's going to be in that aspect. It's going to be that wisdom that's worth more than money. It's going to be that insight to overcome even problems that might happen in time with income or something else. God will give you favor that will last, that even in the future, this person, if they don't do anything now, they will remember you. They will remember what you've done. It was the same way with the prophet. When the widow woman came before him, when there was a famine in the land, and she came to the king, and the prophet was able to say, this is what the Lord has done. This is the woman that the Lord has helped. This is the woman that the woman can testify about the goodness of the Lord. She was able to do that years later because of that favor, because of that insight, because of that godly character. You never know what God would do in the present and in the future through that one person, and how you go in and what you say and how you represent God and the character of him to lighten someone else's continent, to be pleasing in there and bring a brightness to them, to get and receive life and impart life. That will be something that will be that you're planting, that will go on and it will live. So we have to be careful in how we handle even being in the presence of people who have the ability to have power or influence, that we don't take it lightly, that we just don't show up and promote us, that we always have a character that says, God be glorified. Let the favor that you've given me open up this door, but let it do more than just open the door. Let it plant seeds. Let it take me further than what I could ever imagine, because I'm representing you and showing you and not me. So how has the ability to change, to have influence or power? Use it wisely, do it wisely, and do it in the name of the Lord. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. That's all the time we have for today. I pray that you've been blessed, empowered, and that you've gained wisdom. Have an awesome, awesome day, week, and we'll look forward to seeing you again. Be blessed.